Breaker 1-2, Breaker 1-2, coming in, Breaker 1-2, coming in. What's up, you guys? Yep, it's me, it's Mr. Shore. That's what people call me. When they say it's Mr. Shore, that's what? It means you're getting old as fuck when people say that shit. Mr. Shore, I had some sushi with some friends today. Steve from Disney, Jared from Lionsgate. Sorry. I was just dropping some names. I'm sorry. Anyways, when I pulled into the valet thing, it's hilarious. The guy, oh shit, I'm looking out my window right now. I'm in the fourplex, FYI. It's called Rants from the Fourplex. No, so the guy working behind the thing, the gentleman behind the what was it? The valet. He knew who I was. I could tell, but he couldn't say anything because it's a Beverly Hills parking place. You know, there's what? I'm not saying I'm a celeb, but you know, it's Pauly Shore. Sorry. They know me when I buzz around. You know, most people. Very recognizable. Anyways, but that wasn't nice to say, dude. How fucked up is Kanye West? Holy shit. This fucking guy, dude, he goes on the TMZ thing and he starts talking about getting a tummy tuck or some shit under surgery. That's why he went and hung out with Donald Trump. And then his poor mom died of tummy surgery or something. Anyways, this is Pauly Shore's Random Rants. This is my podcast where I grab the iPhone with the cube on it and just start babbling in your fucking stupid ass ears is what happens. So, in the fourplex, it's, I don't know, it's sometime in the afternoon. It's Wednesday. It's a Wednesday, and this is the day that Jacob does a half day. Jacob's my assistant. I think he might shoot me soon. I'm kind of feeling it. Like, he's just going to come in with a fucking loaded 38 or some shit and just take the wheeze out, you know, right at the store. Not cool, dudes. And, no, him, I'm kidding. He's cool. Listen, so I came in. I had my lunch. I went and got a chiropractor. That was nice. Having a little, the diet Red Bull stuff. That's always fun. Excuse me, coming through. Oh, that's good. That's real good. So what I was saying was, this is like a Raya date or something. It's like we're on a Raya date right now. Or like a Bumble date. You ever go on those? Those Bumble dates? Those are a hoot. Dude. I don't want to get into it on here. They might put this shit on social media and then I'll be done. You know, I can't do that. I'm trying to stay low key, bro. I'm not like Joe Rogan or fucking Mark Maron or these other guys that have 3 trillion followers. It's just me and a couple crusties speaking to each other. But yeah, the dating apps are pretty funny. But if you're, you know, if you want to meet, ladies, if you want to meet someone and you don't want to get penis, here's what you do. You go to eHarmony or some shit, or go to, what are those? I'm not saying you know what? I don't want to say anything. It's too personal. This is personal. I'm not like Kanye Weez, bro. I'm not going to just start blurting shit out. I don't need that shit to go viral. You know what I mean? Pauly Shore, da-da-da-da-da, said it on the fucking Random Rants. That's not cool. So, anyways, I'm at the fourplex. I'm starting to write, as you can tell, because a lot of my writing comes from, I guess, whatever this is. I'm just kind of rambling. But I have a writer's assistant, I guess, starting, something like that. Here's what I'm thinking of doing, on all seriousness. And I think this is a good idea, you know, because I think it's unexpected. But maybe it's not unexpected. That's what's fucking weird about it. You guys tell me. All right, here's that. And then you'll email me at polly@rants@gmail. That's what we'll do. Email me at polly@rants@gmail. Tell me what you guys think of this idea. Okay. It's like a one-man show type situation. It's more personal, and it's called My Last 15 Years of Getting Up the Butt. No, I'm just kidding. kidding. It says, my last 15 years of Pauly Shore confessional. So it starts with Pauly Shore is Dead, which was 2003 when I released it. I was up there in Sundance, and I got a call that my mom fell. It's like that fucking Clapper commercial. You know, mom's fallen and I can't get up type shit. You know, but she fell. She couldn't get up because she was in fucking, she was at UCLA hospital. You know, thinking, they're putting me in an Iranian prison, Pauly. Get him out of here. Put me in an Iranian prison. The acoustics are good in the fourplex, right? I feel like it is. So, yeah, so it's a one-man show. It's called My Last 15 Years, and it's basically what I've been through. You know, I've done, job-wise, I've actually done a lot. You know, people are like, where have you gone? I've actually done more, like, in the last 15 years than I did when I did Encino Man, Son-in-Law, Biodome, da-da-da-da. Because then I was just starring. Now I'm fucking paying, financing, directing, starring, you know, editing. Oh, I don't sit behind the machine, but I work with the editors, you know, on the edit because I direct this shit. And adopted, Pauly Shore stands alone. You got Vegas as my oyster, Politics, Natural Born Comics. Probably about six or seven specials or projects that I've done in the last 15 years. Wow, simultaneously, fighting with my brothers over mom's estate and all that stuff, while also taking care of mom, you know, she's slowly dying of this fucking horrible disease of Parkinson's. Holy shit, you guys. Man, I don't wish that shit upon no one, no motherfucking one. That Parkinson's, that's not cool, dude. Holy shit. What she had to go through and endure was fucked, man. You know what I mean? I mean, basically, if you don't know about Parkinson's, basically, you just stiffen up. You know, it starts with shuffling. You can't fucking walk. And then the dementia comes in. You've seen the fucking dementia commercials. Those aren't fucking cool, right? The guy's like, fucking dementia, blah, 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 blah. And he's like just staring at the window. I want to fucking go there, dude. If that goes there, push me off a cliff. But my mom, you know, we didn't do that with my mom. We just fucking kept her going till the end, you know, kept her going till the end. Me and my brothers have, I don't know, I think different opinions about that stuff, which is, you know, my opinion is, you know, or this is for me. You know, for me, like if I'm not speaking, not walking, I can't wipe myself, I can't do anything, and I'm just sitting there and I'm fucking zoned out, then I want to be put down. I don't want to be like plugged in as that person. You know what I mean? Because you're basically plugged into something, you know, food or whatever it is, and you just keep going. And that was the thing that was fucked up about mom, is that her insides were strong, but her neurological shit was fucked up. And that's what Parkinson's or Alzheimer's is. And what's weird is it's also the opposite. So people that die of cancer, I know you're going, fuck, can you not fucking talk about death in one of your fucking podcasts? Well, that's what happens, guys, when you turn fucking, when you turn 50, people around you start dying, your parents start dying. So it's kind of what I know now. And I'm kind of experiencing that shit. You know, and I twisted my ankle the other night, but that's another conversation. I'm walking okay. I'm like Steph Curry, bros. I'm walking okay. So so now I definitely forgot where I was. So I apologize. So I went on a tangent, a little rant, and now I don't know where I'm going. Well, I'm in the fourplex is where we're at. So anyways, I was talking about mom, yeah, and Parkinson's. So not cool. So yeah, so that would be kind of like the one-man show idea. You know, it'd be called my last 15 years, and it's basically all those subjects: my brothers, mom, my projects. Oh, and my I had a couple girlfriends. I think I had Kina for the first part, and then I had Ali Bubu for the second part, and they're friends, of course. And I met them both at the Playboy Mansion. You know what I mean? But I can't mention Ali Bubu on this because she gets mad. Which is not fucking cool. Which is not cool, dude. Don't mention me on your podcast, bro. That's not cool. Hilarious. I hope she's okay. I'm okay, dude. I'm fine. Leave me alone. Don't mention me, dude. That's hilarious. Oh, my God. She was funny. She went out with me, but yet she didn't want me to talk about me and her. It's kind of weird. She was embarrassed. That's what it is. Oh, my God. I just realized it. She was fucking embarrassed to be Pauly Shore's girlfriend, which could be that could be a fucking title of an album. Embarrassed to be Pauly Shore's girlfriend. Is that funny? No, that's not funny. Is it? I don't know. You guys tell me. Tell me if you think that's funny. I'm embarrassed to be Pauly Shore's girlfriend, is I guess what she was. She's like, no, you weren't, dude. It's the opposite. You were scared to be Ali Booba's girlfriend, dude. So, wait, hold on one sec. So, anyways, yeah, that's the subjects. I think, what do you guys think of that? Write me in at polyrants@gmail.com. And let me know. So that's that. I guess that's it. That's all I want to share with you guys. I don't want to share any more. I think I've shared enough. You guys have a nice night or day or whatever. And go Boston Celtics, right? I guess that's the way. Dude, they got a badass team, dude. Holy shit, dude. If they're going all this way without Kyrie and without fucking the little white Hitler dude in fucking Utah, then they got a good-ass team. All right, guys. See you later. Bye.